It's always been my pleasure to meet with Pitt students and faculty members and parents to talk about the role that higher education plays in our Commonwealth. But what's essential is you all being here today. You all are part of the process to make certain that we have, for the universities, our state-related, Pitt and those other state-related schools, which we won't talk about, making certain that we have sufficient funding for our programs to provide an adequate education for all of you that's at a reasonable cost, a reasonable price. University of Pittsburgh has been outstanding under the leadership of Mark Nordenberg. Of course, the time when he came back, and prior to 1995, when Mark came to the university, the chancellor came to the university, we were doing okay, but under his leadership the past several years, the past 15 or 18 years or so, University of Pittsburgh has risen to be one of the top universities in this country, not only in research, and we know what research has done and how effective and how great it is, but also in the academic performance of its students. When we go to our quarterly meetings at the university, we learn of the number of students that win a whole host of national merit awards, things along the lines of Goldwater and other types of Rhodes Scholars and a whole host of other types of awards, the Fulbrights. You go right down the line, the number of Pitt students outranking many of the other institutions in this Commonwealth. So we're very, very proud of what is being done at the University of Pittsburgh. I'm proud to be a part of it and associated with it, and proud to know that representing the university here in Harrisburg. The issues we faced over the past several years as it relates to higher education funding has been very difficult, and our task continues to be one which we have to convince my colleagues in the General Assembly that we have to do more. We have to do more for higher education. It's essential. Because at the end of the day, when resources get tighter and tighter at home, we must do everything we can to keep our tuition costs down so students are able to make a decision to attend a university like the University of Pittsburgh and have the means to do so. So I'm very, very pleased that you all are here taking part in the part of this program. And I'm glad to see that there are parents here as well, because that's really important. As a parent of the student who graduated from the university a few years back, I can tell you that it's important for all of us to be involved in this effort together. So I thank you for that. I also want to thank the folks who are here from the Institute of Politics. I don't know whether or not Terry Miller or Ann or Maria are here. Those folks are helping to coordinate, but it's been an honor. And I will share with you, in the 16 years of work that I've been doing this job, every year and every semester, we have students from the Institute of Politics working in our office. And a number of those folks who've worked in those programs, who went through that program and worked in the various offices, legislative offices, are actually working in this building or working in state government or holding elected positions throughout this Commonwealth. So it's a very, very good program, and I want to say thank you to all those folks. And to the guys in the Blue and Gold Society, I guess is what you're called, right? Thank you very much for the work that you guys are all doing, helping to chaperone folks around the General Assembly here. So I'm very pleased to be here. I'm not sure who's next on the program, but I saw y'all waiting. And it looks like you're all waiting to talk to somebody, so I wanted to share my thoughts with you, and thank you all again very much. So thank you all, and have a good day.